95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast's home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right, we only have a local contest.
This Gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this!
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Don't worry about it.
Thank God it's Wednesday.
Hump day.
But halfway there?
Halfway through the week.
You mean there's more?
2 whole days.
Man, 2 whole days.
It'll go quick.
Time flies. You're having fun.
So, let's go have some fun.
Right this way to the fun zone.
That sounds fun.
It's showtime.
So much going on the coast this week. Happy Wednesday. Hump day, bump day up in here. It's Ryan hanging out. Shuckers are playing the Biscuits this week, and we have tickets for you all week long. T-shirt Tuesday, Tiki Thursday, fireworks Friday, and Saturday is Star Wars night. This weekend, Star Wars night with a jersey auction and Grogu bobbleheads at Keesler Federal. We want to get you in. Listen for Shuckers tickets all week on the morning show right here on Gorilla. And by the way, this is the last week of the Banana Bank, so if you haven't gotten in yet, we're doing it today, tomorrow, and Friday. 3 more days of the Banana Bank just this week, and then we're getting ready for our next big Gorilla game. It's 95.3 Gorilla.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert, cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing, breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
Hey, good morning. It's Gorilla. Who's this?
Casey.
Hi, Casey. Hi, Casey with a K. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're better than good. You're caller 10 for the Banana Bank, Casey.
Yeah. Thank you. I've been trying and trying and trying.
It's finally happening. Casey, this is your shot to shine. We have $3,000 in the bonus round. If you can get there. But first, we got to start off with our first price. You ready, Casey?
I'm ready.
All right. First price is $200. Are we going up or are we going down?
Down.
$200. Where are we going? Down. We went down to $155. $155 is your new price, Casey. You can win that cash or you can keep playing. You want to take the money or you want to keep going?
I think I'm going to take the money
because
my birthday was Monday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I think so.
There we go.
Thank you.
That's a nice little birthday present. $155. Are you positive?
I think I'm positive.
There we go. That's cash for you, Casey. $155 from Gorilla. Congratulations.
Thank you. That'll be a good birthday party.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
We're talking about pets today, specifically how you choose your pets' names. How do you name your pets? It's National Pet Month here in the month of June, and I want to know, how do you choose the names of your pets? I have one dog, and I've had a couple of cats, and we've decided, my partner and I, we've decided that all of our dogs, this sounds super crazy. I mean, this actually sounds psychotic. All of our dogs will be named after Supreme Court justices. Not current ones, ones that lived like a couple centuries ago. So like our golden doodle is named Oliver Wendell for Oliver Wendell Holmes. Ollie, his name's Ollie. Ollie Wendell. Oliver Wendell the golden doodle. And our next dog, we've already named him. We don't even know who he will be yet, but we've already named our next dog is going to be Warren Burger. Warren Burger from the Burger Court. If you're a certain age, you remember that name. Yeah, so I want to know, how do you name your pets? Probably not as psychotic as me, right? First call is from Annabelle this morning. Annabelle, how did you name your pets?
Well, it's my two pigs' names, Marshmallow and Oreo.
Marshmallow and Oreo. What great names for piggies.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so how did you pick those names, Annabelle?
Well, Oreo is black and white, so black is on the outside, and there's white on the inside, so it looks like an Oreo.
Oh, that's a great name. And what about Marshmallow? What about him?
And then Marshmallow is because my pig is all white with some dots on it, and so it's like it just got, like, out of the fire from being roasted.
Oh, man, that's amazing. You really put some thought into that. Thank you for calling us, Annabelle, and thank your mom for calling us up, too. I know she's right there with you. How about you? How did you pick your pet's names? Jolene, you're next up.
My cat's name is Pitta.
Okay, how did you choose that name?
It stands for pain in the ass, and he earned his name because he's a thief, and he wakes everybody up all night long, and he's just naughty.
I love it.
I've had him for 7 years.
Oh, I love it. That's great. I do have a golden doodle, but I am a cat person, too. That's a great name for a cat. One more call this morning. How did you name your pet?
I had a cat named Gizmo.
Hey, Brian, so what kind of thought went into this? Did you put any thought into that name, or?
I don't think so.
And let me guess, the cat has like 3 brain cells, right?
Yeah.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Tom Holland opening up about why he's never hosted SNL, even though he's been asked to do so.
When I first sat down with Chris, I said, I'm so excited to play Telemachus.
Yeah, sure.
I'm heavily dyslexic.
This is Tom Holland.
Which is one of the reasons why, and I'd love to talk to you today about it, actually, is why I've never done SNL.
British accent.
Because of the cue cards.
I'm just so petrified at the concept of, like, trying to read something.
Isn't it weird to hear Tom Holland with a British accent? I always thought he was American. I don't know. I guess he's from the UK. J-Lo is denying rumors in an interview with the Today Show about dating her co-star in Office Romance. J-Lo says, J-No.
Because you know what everyone's saying.
What's saying?
That it might be real. Oh, that you might actually be dating in real life.
There's never a time when I'm seen with somebody or working with somebody where they don't try to put me with
the
person.
That's true. That's true.
I think if you stand near her, that's what happened.
That's what you wish would happen. No.
Yeah, that's why I've been standing so close.
Well, okay, but I'll just say, because I'm me, and you know me.
Yes.
That was not an answer.
That was not an answer? It
was an
answer.
Yeah, you didn't say yes or no.
Because all these people that they put me, I think I was with Kevin Costner this year. I was there was a lot of people. No, it happens all the time.
That's what happens when you're like a single person. Okay, so you're not dating. Not dating in real life.
Not dating.
Okay, correct. All right.
Griller Savannah. Get that answer. You go get her. Now, if I had to pick one of the weirdest news stories of 2026 so far, this one might take the cake. This was from KTLA.
A banana worth more than $6 million has disappeared. The now famous artwork featuring a banana duct taped to a wall taken over the weekend from a museum in France.
Has anybody checked the local monkey population? I hear they like bananas. I don't know, man. Who would take something like that right out of a museum? Like an art heist. Wow, this year is kind of crazy, isn't it?
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Happy birthday to Anderson Cooper. Mr. Cooper, formerly of CBS, is turning 59 years old today. Kerry King of Slayer is 62. It's funny to think about all those rockers rocking it hard into their 60s and 70s. On today's date, back in 1967, okay, this was 59 years ago today, Aretha's Respect hit number one. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. Sock it to me, Aretha. On this date, back in 1988, Big, directed by Penny Marshall, starring Tom Hanks, premiered.
I still don't get it.
What?
What don't you get, Josh? Well, there's a million robots that turn into something. And this is a building that turned into a robot. What's fun about playing with a building? That's not any fun.
This is a skyscraper.
Well, couldn't it be like a robot that turns into something like a bug or something?
Man, what a great movie. Haven't seen that one in a while. Yeah, Tom Hanks turns into a 12-year-old, or the 12-year-old turns into an adult, I guess, other way around. Today, June 3rd, is National Egg Day.
Eggs don't run out.
The Incredible Edible Egg. That was from 1978. And here are all these movies and TV shows talking about eggs. How many of these can you recognize?
10 years ago on this very day,
tiny egg hatched.
Egg.
Tomorrow is egg salad day.
Egg. Egg.
Egg.
The egg. The real egg.
Egg.
My egg. Yeah, your egg.
One day their world will crack like an egg.
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 Chicken.
Egg.
An egg?
I think I got most of them. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Wednesday.